Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Hello, and welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, we're going to talk about another subject in the book I just released a couple months ago called The Visionary Brand, The Success Formula Behind the World's Most Visionary Brands. Very blessed to have that be a bestseller on Amazon, and also just recently in October, as a matter of fact, received the Reader's Favorite Award for Best Nonfiction Marketing Book. So very proud to have that in the trophy case as well. So just wanted to let our listeners know that. And if you are interested, we do have given away the ebook and a free copy at bryansmeltzer.com, bryansmeltzer.com. You sign up for our Visionary Chronicles newsletter and we'll send an ebook off to you. So we'd look, hopefully, once you receive it, be able to put a review out there for us. We would certainly appreciate it. So again, very blessed to have that Reader's Favorite Award, very prestigious award for the Marketing Nonfiction Best Book. So we had that in October. So proud to say that as well. So today we're going to talk about brand budlines. This is a subject inside the book that is one of the very first areas, but probably one of the more important pieces in the book, The Visionary Brand. And it's about being the best. And a lot of times I get asked personally from the brands that I've been with, as well as the brands that I work with through Liquid Mind, you know, what is it that makes a great brand? You know, people don't necessarily have an interest in the company side. There's obviously a lot of textbook articles out there as to what makes a great company, and it becomes very tangible. But being a great brand is very intangible. And what I mean by that is when you look at, let's say somebody's selling a product, and I'll use Apple because Apple's a great case study for what a great brand looks like. And it's really built around perception and lifestyle and the ability for you to embrace that lifestyle through the product that the brand is offering. And when you look at that, perception becomes reality, you know, but this reality must be carefully crafted, what I call honed and managed each day as a true, authentic brand. You know, this is challenging. And the reality is that's why there is so few premium brands in our world. And when you look at the good, better, best principle of positioning in the marketplace, the best brands are always the premium brands, and they're the best brands. But they're the most challenged to maintain that best status in the marketplace. But at the same time, they are the ones that traditionally draw the best talent. They're the ones that build a great product, what I call product innovation pipeline. They're the ones that worry least about competition because they are the leader and they need to maintain that lead. So as soon as you start looking in your rearview mirror, what I find is the brands that were premium and start looking in the rearview mirror as to what their customers are wanting and or what other brands are doing, lose their way and they cut a crooked path, and all of a sudden they're left in the dust by one of their competitors that's also a premium brand. So you want to make sure that you're cutting a straight path, not looking in the rear view mirror. Another analogy with the rear view mirror, which I love, is that you can't drive by looking through the rear view mirror. So always look forward through the windshield. That's a much clearer view. So when you look at the brands, you know, they're challenging. And it's, again, challenging in our world that, you know, by design, to be a brand, you must be a brand. I know I mentioned that twice, and it's not something that I did not see. It is true that you must be a brand. You know, what I mean by this is I meet many entrepreneurs that say and already put in their beauty decks, I'll call it, saying that they are a brand. Well, you're not a brand. You're just an idea at this point. And you need to earn the right to say you're a brand. And even those companies that are large aren't really truly brands. You know, when you look at good, better, best, and it's a great, again, a great thing for us to look at when we talk about being the best, is obviously the best is the best. It's a premium brand, upper tier price point, extreme loyalty with her community, and it's a profile of looking at an Apple or a Nike or an Adidas. And when you look at these great brands, it's all built around experience. If you truly look at, hey, maybe Adidas doesn't make the best footwear in the world, but I can tell you that they allow their community to live a lifestyle through their brand that is the best in the world. You know, it's just the way it is. And so when you look at companies, and even if they may have a premium price point, they may not be a best level brand because of the lifestyle that they convey to their community. And a lot of times it's probably something that they can't do. You know, what I mean by this is that, you know, it could be an electric company or somebody that's not a consumer product brand. So it's more challenging for them to be that, let's say, that truly best brand in the marketplace that people have an affinity for and a loyalty for when they look at purchasing their products. So again, when you look at being a brand, you have to be a brand. So being a brand means living a lifestyle representative of what you want your brand to stand for in the real world. You know, and again, I often quote Ralph Lauren, but I love this statement because it's so true to what we're talking about today, is that we're not selling a product, we're selling a lifestyle. Now that comes from Ralph Lauren. Now you look at how he's positioned Ralph Lauren in the marketplace. It's very, very much built around the vision of what Ralph is mentioning here. He's selling a lifestyle. There is a lot of companies making cotton polos, but there is very few companies that are doing the marketing the way Ralph Lauren does it. And to his credit, why he can charge a premium price point, and he has a very exclusive club of customers that are very loyal to him for generations now. So one thing to be a brand, but it's another thing to be a brand for generations. And again, I look at these one-hit wonders, those that had one product, they're in and out the door. It's very much like 80s band back in the day when you had one hit and they were gone. They didn't do a full album, but you loved the one song that they did. And there's plenty of those companies, but there's also those bands that have been around for generations. And we all know them. I mean, it's the... I'll say dating myself, but let's say Aerosmith. I guess I'm really not. They've not been around all that long. So, but they have been around for a very long time, and also artists. You know, you look at The Boss. You know, I love The Boss. So it's those that are selling a lifestyle, those that are selling an affinity for their brand. And by the way, The Boss is a brand. I mean, he's selling a lifestyle. When you go to a Boss concert, you know what you're going to be seeing. You know what you're going to be getting. So again, that's a brand and a lifestyle. And I just thought that's just such an enlightening quote from Ralph Lauren that should be shared by all who hope to become a brand at one point. You know, that should be up on the whiteboard. I just love that quote from Ralph Lauren. You know, so these bloodlines that are the makeup, what I call that DNA of premium brands, goes well beyond product, and it must be injected into all aspects of your brand. You know, you cannot be a great premium brand with a superior product, but horrible customer service. And I say this because I see so many times. And when we go into brands and we work with companies at Liquid Mind, we'll put a vertical integration chart in there, meaning that if you are a brand, this is what you need to commit to. And we're checking off all areas inside of the company. You can't have a really crappy finance experience and also be a great brand. You can't have logistics issues consistently, product not being on the shelf and not be and be a great brand. It's just not possible. So too many times companies feel that if we have great product, we're a great brand. Well, great product and great marketing is a great start, but it doesn't make you a great brand. A brand is a complete experience, lifestyle experience, from the time that you engage with your consumer to the time that they purchase, and then the time that they post-purchase, the engagement starts. And by the way, we'll talk about that in the next podcast with the Visionary Brand, is the loyalty loop, which is much different than it used to be in marketing, but extremely important to you building a life cycle and an experience, and also an engagement with your customer throughout their entire life. So it's an important one to make sure you tune in on. So again, I'll say you cannot be a great premium brand with a superior product but horrible customer service. And it doesn't be just customer service. It can be virtually anything that's required to fulfill the product and put it in the customer's hands. And then follow up. And I'll just use an example. When I say follow up, how many times have you purchased a product from a brand and then never heard from them? I mean, that's the old school way of doing it. And that's what I talk about with the loyalty loop, which will get into more detail as to what to do after the customers purchase your product. But that's absolutely an insane thing to do. That should be when you engage even more with your customers after purchase. But I'm telling you, there are so many brands that just don't get it. And I use the word brand very loosely there because I wouldn't even consider them a brand if they don't engage in the loyalty loop post-purchase. So anyway, it's just a complete disconnect on being a great brand. You know, the result is an awful experience for your loyal customer and a clear disconnect to becoming a premium brand. So, you know, this bloodline we talk about of an excellent brand stretch into all aspects of your company. That's what we want you to understand is you can't go into this saying, hey, let's be a great marketing company. Let's be a great product company. Well, you have to be both. And by the way, way more than both. You have to have operations, finance, customer service, marketing, product, and sales. They all have to work in conjunction like an orchestra. You know, you can't have a crappy violin player in an orchestra and have the rest of the band sound great. It doesn't happen. So that's kind of how you want to look at this as well. So a great analogy also is Lamborghini. You know, I just love Lamborghini. I love to look at them. I don't have one or purchase one, but I love to look at them and I love the story behind them. You know, but when you look at the ultimate car brand that has this finely crafted machine, it's premium positioning and everyone knows it. And even though you haven't purchased these machines, you know that. Inherently, you know Lambos are you know, you could say Ferrari. You know, there's people with affinity for both. But what I'm getting at is the brand itself has a perception of premium. And everybody knows when they drive it, when they see it, whatever it may be. But as powerful and beautiful as they are, you know, you don't realize the ultimate performance of the cars can produce if they're not finely tuned. You know, you may have a 12-cylinder Lambo that's running on four cylinders, and all of a sudden you've got Honda Civics passing you. So you want to make sure the same analogy is done with your company, where you go, hey, you got great companies, you kill it, or great products rather, but your marketing sucks, or you got bad customer service. You know, figure it out. Figure it out as a brand that vertically you need to make sure that at all aspects of your company, that you're connecting with people and you're building a great experience. So be the best, good, better, or best. It's really your choice. But if your goal is to be premium, you must commit to being the best in everything that you do, not just product, but everything. This is a challenge that most companies aren't committed to. And again, why there's so few premium brands. Far too many companies overlook the simple things that most customers don't. Customers look at the small things. And it's the difference between a 4- and 5-star resort. You know, I asked sometimes when I was at stay there, I was just asking them, somebody who's in the hotel industry, I says, what makes a 4-star versus a 5-star? And one of the things he had mentioned was that the 5-star had a 5-star restaurant. But the other said it's interesting. The other point he said is it's in the details. And I thought that was very interesting because he said it's in the details. It's in the polishing of the knobs. It's in the chip paint. It's in the little details that makes the difference between a 4- and 5-star resort. So think of the same thing with your company. You know, it makes your customers loyal and provides the stickiness to keep them returning. They see, they have eyes. And they know the difference between a premium brand and a non-premium brand and how you communicate, how you engage, and how you provide loyalty to them going forward. So what separates the good from the best? It's a relentless, ongoing commitment to the best at all levels within your brand and sustaining that as long as the brand is alive. The foundation is destroyed as soon as you break this link with the brand. So that's a really important statement I'll make again. You know, what separates the good from the best? It's a relentless, ongoing commitment to the best at all levels within your brand and sustaining that as long as the brand is alive. The foundation is destroyed as soon as you break this link within the brand. So what are some of those bloodline traits to being the best? Let's talk about those for a minute. So the first that I talk about is the commitment to the best at all levels inside your brand. You must be committed, and not just on a day-to-day basis, but as long as the brand is alive. And again, that's the difference between not only a best or a premium brand, it's the difference between a one-hit wonder and a generational brand. Number two is inject a passion and set a vision all can share. So clearly, a company without a vision is going nowhere. And a company with a vision needs to share that vision with everybody inside the company. Number three is never take shortcuts. These storms will pass. I put that at the end because what I found in almost every instance where shortcuts were taken, there was a short-term storm happening. Now, you need to make adjustments. You need to pivot. I'm not saying that's not what you need to do. But what I am saying is that if you're a premium brand and you put your product in a store, let's say as an example, that only good products are allowed in, you've all of a sudden degraded brand loyalty and trust. So never take shortcuts, number three. Number four is empower your teams to succeed. And I talk about this on the leadership series with Liquid Mind, is that, you know, you're only as good as your teams. You may feel like you're the most knowledgeable person at the table, but you need the social skill set and the ability to empower your teams and lead your teams and build a passionate culture in order for you to succeed. So make sure you're empowering your teams to succeed. Number five is want premium, be premium. Enough said, you know, if you want to be premium, it's an earned right, not a given right. So these are just some of the areas where visionary brands have consistently been committed to succeeding within and outside their brands. You know, it's a difficult challenge. I'm not saying it's easy, and that's by design. But to stay committed, you know, be true to your vision. And you'll eventually succeed. You're going to hit a lot of road bumps along the way. You're going to hit some barriers along the way. But like I said, the old adage of, you know, Rome's not built in a day. It's a long haul, but the treasure awaits to those who are committed to seeing it through. So again, when you look at some of these traits, brand bloodlines and being the best is commit to being the best at all levels inside your brand. Inject a passion and set a vision all can share. Number three, never take shortcuts. The storms will pass. Number four, empower your teams to succeed. And number five, want premium? Be premium. And so I always say, thanks for listening to the Visionary Chronicles. You can listen to us across all podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon. We're on Amazon now, Pandora, Spotify. Would appreciate you subscribing. And what we do each month is we actually do giveaways with the podcast. And we are now in the process of bringing on new guests. And we'll have them here starting in 2023, actually. And we also have a sign-up form for those that are interested in being part of the Visionary Chronicles guest list. And we have about 3 to 4 month window on guests coming up. So would appreciate, subscribing to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. Don't miss any episodes. You have some great ones coming up. Stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great. Enjoy your journey, and have a great day.